welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. I hope you're having a great day. And we are going to continue through our series on How to Ruin Your Life by Age 35. This is episode 136, the third lesson installment in this series. And today we're going to talk about ignoring God's purpose for your life. Again, this series is being inspired by a book that I bought this summer when I was in Colorado Springs speaking at a church for a conference. My wife and I, we went over to the Focus on the Family Institute, toured their headquarters, walked through the bookstore, and I found this book by Steve Farrar entitled How to Ruin Your Life by 30. I've changed it to 35 because I believe that a lot of the information that you find in this book is very relevant well beyond the age of 30 and even the age of 35, but especially for young adults who are trying to navigate their life in their 20s and 30s. But so far, we've talked about ignoring the law of cause and effect. We've talked about getting off to a bad start. But in addition to both of those things, you can also ruin your life, really at any age, but especially in your 30s, if you ignore God's purpose for your life. In the book, Steve Farrar makes this statement. He says, "The gnawing desire of every human being is to know the purpose of his or her existence. Unless you settle this question, you are simply wasting your life." But he goes on to say that to know why you exist, you can't start with yourself. You have to start with God. And so that's what I want to do in this episode, and that's what we all need to do in our own spiritual journeys. To find our purpose, we don't start with ourselves. We start with God. And I'm going to begin with everyone's purpose, kind of from the most specific moving down to, the most general moving down to a little bit more specific. But think about what David said in Psalm 139, beginning in verse 13. David said, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." It's a beautiful passage about God creating each human being, God knowing who we are before we're even born. It's a great passage to remind us of the importance of being pro-life, protecting the life of the unborn. But another thing that this passage does is it reminds us that we weren't an accident. God knew us long before we came to be. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows the day that we will die. God knew that we would be born before we actually were. So we root everything in His existence and in His wisdom for what He wants for our purpose. Peter would add another layer to our purpose, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, when Peter would say that you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God, but catch this, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. As people who are fearfully and wonderfully made, God saved us God put us on this earth so that we could praise him. But then there's a third layer that we can build on from that. Yes, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and yes, God saved us to praise him, but Jesus defines our purpose even more. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. When Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so I want you to go and I want you to make disciples of all nations." And then Jesus says what that discipling process looks like. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. So we start with the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Then we move to the fact that God created us, he saved us, to declare his praises. And in addition to that, a little bit more specific, as people who are fearfully and wonderfully made, who are to be praising God, we are to be making disciples of all nations. That is the purpose for every human being that has ever walked the face of the earth. But moving away from that very general purpose, I believe that each person has their own individual purpose. God has gifted each human being with their own set of skills and abilities to use for his glory. I mean, think about this. Did you ask to exist? Maybe you had a great relationship with your parents growing up. Maybe you didn't. But you did not ask them to conceive you. It just happened. And add a second layer of dimension to that question. Did you ask to exist now, in this time in history? Why were you fearfully and wonderfully made for this century, rather than 300 or 400 years ago? Why do you live now, rather than 300 or 400 years into the future? There's a reason for that. It's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. Now, I jokingly tell people there's a reason I wasn't born 400 years ago. I hate farming, and I don't think I would have been tough enough to make it during those days of traveling by horse and buggy. But there's a reason that I'm living in this period of history. There's a reason that you're living in this period of history. What is that reason? What is your purpose? To figure out what your purpose is in a very specific way, we've kind of acknowledged the general purpose, but to figure out your specific purpose, there are some important questions you need to ask. The first one being, what are you good at? If you're good at something, there's a reason you're good at something. God gave you that talent. God gave you that ability. Now, you may grow that talent through practice and repetition and hard work, but you have that talent because God gave it to you. So the first question, what are you good at? The second question, what do you enjoy doing? If you enjoy doing something, and it's not illegal, then that is your God-given passion. In the same way he gave you a skill, he also gave you something to really be excited about. And people often say that when you take your talent and when you add to your talent your passion, that is when you will find your purpose. Talent plus passion equals purpose. And so the disciple of Jesus asked the following question. Going back to the general purpose, as one who has been wonderfully and fearfully made, Psalm 139, how can I best declare the praises of God, 1 Peter chapter 2, and make disciples, Matthew chapter 28? The wonderful thing about the will of God is that he lets us choose how we can best do all of those things. And there are verses in the New Testament that I think prove the fact that God gives us the ability to choose, specifically Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Paul says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving. Whatever you do, you get to choose what that is. But whatever it is, make sure that you are praising God, that you are making disciples, that you are using His gifts, and you are putting those gifts toward the passion that He instilled in you. Because when you add your talent and your passion, you find your purpose. If you want to ruin your life by 35, ignore your purpose. If you want your life to be the best that it can be, live in the freedom and in the blessing of God's purpose for your life. As always, thank you for spending some of your time today here with me at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.